We heard Moses tell his people. We hear Jesus say, there's not the slightest part of a letter of the Torah that is not going to be fulfilled. It's the word of God. It's myself. That's why our prayer today was, Lord, during this Lenten season, nourish us with your word of life and make us one in love and prayer. Nourish us with your word of life. I have a strong intuition that as things may get more difficult, God's people have to be getting direct nourishment from the word of life. They have to be reading and pondering and experiencing the divine realities that are mediated by this word of life. It could happen that we wouldn't have Mass every day, or maybe even every Sunday. But as Vatican II tells us, the Church has always venerated the Word with the same love and reverence as it does the Eucharist. And so we have these texts today that are trying to teach us this. We have here in chapter 4 of Deuteronomy, Moses. Moses has been pictured in the chapters that precede him. He reads this one. He's standing on Mount Nebo, looking over into the Promised Land, which he was never allowed to enter, giving the people this law. What this is probably is the love, the preaching, the decisions, particularly of the northerners, applying the Torah day by day to life, because it is the source of life. And so to be nourished by this, you see, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Looking back all the way to Abraham. And then they say, you know, you will give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations who will hear of you and all these statutes and say, this great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. Think of the genius. The first thing that Moses had to do in the power of the Holy Spirit was develop a whole system of worship that manifested and worshipped and centered on the one true God. If there had not been worship, how long would all that revelation take at Sinai lasted? This is why God's people know the importance of liturgy, the importance of worshiping, of singing. You see, otherwise we get lost like water in sand. You have to be a people. And so you see this text, and our Lord says, I haven't come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. And now you see how much instruction we need to understand what that means. And do you know, the Word of God lives. It's not just on the page. St. Bonaventure has a wonderful phrase. He says, you know, revelation is not in Scripture. It's in the understanding of Scripture. I could recite this thing backwards in Hebrew and go to hell. Hope it doesn't happen. But you see, it's in the understanding of Scripture. That's why, you see, we've got to pray and let this Word of God impress itself on our spirit. I've quoted those wonderful words of St. Thomas, you know. Only the Scriptures teach us immediately. all the other works of the world, you see, teach us immediately. If you're sick, God can heal you in two ways. He can heal you through the doctor. Thank God. That's immediate, right? Or he can just plain heal you. And that's immediate. It's the same. This one book teaches us immediately. God works through this to impress on our spirits the realities so that their nourishment, chibus and potum, he says in another place, food and drink, they strengthen our spirit because it's the realities, not the words. And of course, in our dear culture, we don't read anything like that. Just words, 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 words. And then people comment on the words, and as this great critic, literary critic says, George Steiner, it's just words about words. No. This is the living reality. There's nothing like it. And we've lost that, darn it. But we can get it back. There's nothing more that the Lord would like to do for us, huh? But Jesus fulfills it. That doesn't mean he meets its requirements. You know, we say, I have fulfilled all my obligations, meaning I have met my obligations, right? No, this is very different. Here, it means go beyond. You've heard me give you this example 100 times. Who wants to give the example this morning? You know, we're at a meal, nice banquet, but there's nothing on the table to drink. I say, I'm going to get something. I go and I come back. You're expecting to bring back water, right? I come back with a tray full of glasses of beautiful red wine. I have fulfilled your obligation, your expectations. I haven't met them. I've gone beyond it. It's just like water. It's a liquid, but it's wine. It's not water. Jesus fulfilled all that the people expected. But he's wine, not water. And the New Testament, these words of Jesus, these are wine. And then you see they're confided to the church. The church is the interpreting subject of Scripture. What we say. You see. That means what? That the Word of God, which has its own power, love, beauty, fascination, sweetness, whatever you want, but it's protected by a prophetic gift. That is the teaching of the church. It's a prophetic gift. It's dependent on the Scriptures. The Scriptures are still top, but it's protected. You see, the magisterium is a prophetic function. Protecting the prophecy, the word, the fire, the life of the Scriptures. Oh my goodness, just think. Here we have this huge financial problem, right? And somebody goes back and looks at the Jubilee legislation in the Scriptures and says, why don't we do this? Why don't we lend trillions of dollars to the poor nations? After all, we colonialized them and stole all their stuff. At least we could do. And then we'll have trading partners. And we'll be out of this mess. Instead of keeping them all for ourselves, you know, and it's going to go down the tubes anyway. Now that's, you see how that's the Word of God? That's the Jubilee year? Expand it. Cancel the debts. Give them trillions. Let them be built up. That's an example, that's all. I'm just trying to give you an example of this. I promise you this, if you go to the Word of God today and say, Lord, speak to me, He will. He will. He's just told us, you see. And in the prayer we prayed, nourish us with your word of love, of life. It's very important that God's people start to derive deep spiritual life and not just some bright, pious ideas within the context of the church, so that they will have their guide and their nourishment if things get tough.